Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen.
Fabulous job, fabulous job. Amen.
Amen.
Don't want to forget the Greenwood family. They had an incident. Somebody at one of their parties had COVID. So they don't have it, but they're going through the 5-day thing, you know. Like people don't believe fire burns. It still burns. They make all this medicine to help you heal, but it's going to burn. And you're going to suffer through it, amen? I am grateful that in about 5-6 more hours, we'll be done with this year. I spent most of my time in the hospital this past year. But I thank God I had a wife that put up with me and took care of me. And see, the thing about her is, when I'm in the hospital, she don't get paid for being off work. But she's there anyway. You know? Money is what touches a person's heart. But when you touch somebody's heart, God will make the difference. Amen? So I appreciate her, and I thank God for standing with me. Because there was one of them times since Fatima, when I first got to it, I said, hey, am I going to die? You know, it's because I didn't have faith, but I was shook. Because I couldn't believe I was in that situation. But I did it to myself, you know what I'm saying? And we can't get mad over things that we do to ourselves. We just have to pray and hope people are standing with us to get through it. So that's my testimony, amen?
Amen.
And I'm happy, I'm excited about what God is already doing. And he ain't going to do it because it's 2023, but he's going to do it because he already been doing it.
Amen.
I've been laughing since the team was sure. It's like she got two eyes on me. And they sparkling. Amen. It's a new year. We might call it a new year. Amen. There's some things I heard First Lady saying that our lives are going to touch somebody else's life. And it will, you know. I noticed that bold, not a lot of preachers and different ones bold. And they require that you address them with their title. Well, I don't require that. My name is Dennis. As long as you don't call me out of that name, we good to go. But I've been noticing in the last year, this year, after going through all these sicknesses and fighting through it, is that they represent, now they say, a lot of people calling me pastor and reverend. I got some crazy teammates that they just go overboard with it. But it's not because of anything that I asked him to do. It's something that they saw in me that made them want to address me as that. And there are things that are going on in your life that it will cause people to address you in a certain way and show you humility and honor. Not because you're telling these people you want it, but this part of who you are in God.
Amen.
And it's important that we always remember who we are. We're going to go to Philippians, the 4th chapter. And we're going to be jumping between the 7th and the 17th verse. These scriptures right here remind me of the year. The fact is, God don't care about our feelings. He only cares about our submission. We ask God all the time, Pastor, Lord, why you let me go through this? Well, God didn't let you go through it. You're going through it because that's what you got yourself into. We go through things. When that scripture said it rains on the just and the unjust, I know Jesus was talking to the Jews, but it was a futuristic quote too,
right,
letting us know that we're going to have some rain fall in our lives. But that's why they make umbrellas. If you choose not to wear an umbrella or have a hat on, then you can't be grubby or mean because you done got sick. Amen. So it's important that we understand that. We're going to look at the 11th verse first. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. These are verses that we have to be instructed in. And we have to know that when we go in, we're about to go into this new year, things are not going to get better. I know you like me stand up here and prophesy how things are going to get just great. But they're not. The same problems you got now, unfortunately, when the clock says 12 o'clock, you will still have them. The problem is if you've grown in the process of going through this stuff, that it don't affect you the way it's meant to affect you.
Yeah.
You know, my old man talks to me all the time, Pastor Keys, all the time. You don't do this. You can't trust that. You can't trust this. And I got to the place where I said, man, shut up. This is God's property. Go back to where you belong, under my feet. I mean, so I'm walking on you by standing up for the things of God. And it ain't easy. My God, it's not easy. You know, you got one part of your brain telling you to do this and the other, and then the Spirit of God telling you not to. But then the Spirit of God will give you a choice. Well, I'm not going to tell you what to do, son. Make up your own mind. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. And people are not going to start giving their heart and lives to God till they can look into our heart and see what Jesus is looking for. See, folks forget that when Jesus come back, he's looking into our hearts. That's why he's searching it. And don't get it twisted. He ain't just going to do it when he comes. He's doing it now. You know what I'm saying? It's like when your mother told you not to eat the cookies that she put on the top shelf, and she left out the house, and you found a way to get to the top shelf and ate the cookies. Well, on your way down, you failed.
Yeah.
She said, well, what? How'd you hurt yourself? What you gonna say? Oh, I just tripped walking through the house. But when she goes up to get the cookies and realizes the cookie's missing, she's going to realize you disobeyed her. So guess what? You pay the consequences by falling. But see, God has given us the power and the authority not to fall through. That's why I said, I don't speak in respect of want. You know, what do I need other than Jesus right now? He said, if you worship me and you serve me, I'll give you what you need. I'm paraphrasing. He'll bless you. And it's amazing how God blesses us. Now, this is for Sister Fatima. She got a new job and she's making more money, but she got greater problems. All of us are like that. You know, you make more money, you somehow or another, you end up with greater problems. So, Paul was saying, in respect of, I'm not wanting, or I'm not desiring, that I got to have it. You ever seen a coat and you say, I got to have that coat? You get that coat, Brother Greg, and it lasts you 2 months. Because it wasn't the right material. It wouldn't get good material. I used to love that clothing store, or Bargain, whatever it's called. I don't think I'm going to say it. But you know, the one that sell all the cheap stuff?
Farming Meals.
Yeah, that's it. Mr. Meals. Oh, I say, you're not going to visit Mr. Meals no more. Then she proceeded to sell me the material and this and that. Made me feel like I didn't know what I was doing. Well, guess what she proved? I didn't. I was just looking for something that looked good. I wasn't looking for longevity out of it. God wants us to look at the whole picture.
Yeah.
He wants us to look at the longevity out of it. And see, she told me that because I'm hard on clothes. Baby, I might have on a nice pair of jeans, and you look up, I'll be up under the sink. Well, used to anyway. I don't get up under now because I need help getting out from under. But I'm speaking, I'm showing you. When he says I'm speaking, he's not so much talking, I'm telling you with my mouth, but I'm showing you with my life. Okay. I'm showing you with my life that I'm not in want. For I have learned. How did he learn? The word learn is transformed understanding. He understands because the trial you went through last week, when you go through a different trial this week, you found out last week that you could get through that trial. And what it did is stirred up your inner being and your faith to say to yourself, huh, I made it through that one. I can make it through this one.
Right.
And so what do? You fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
And you keep moving. You keep running. He said, I have learned. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our blessings. We learn from bad dispositions. We're supposed to learn about the things of God from everything we see, hear, or go through. You know, I keep trying to eliminate this news thing that keep coming on my phone. It blow up my phone all hours of the night. And all it's got on it is Russia. I care about the people, but I don't care about the situation. Tell me something that's going to encourage me. But that's up to me. I've been trying to eliminate that stupid stuff. I just completely eliminated Pastor Arnice. You know how you get rid of the app? And I look up 2 days later and it's back. I say, how they said, you've got to be kidding me. And you know if they keep sending you news, you're going to what? Okay. You're going to read some of it. So, but I'm learning. I'm learning things that I didn't expect that I would learn. Through faith, through my trials, through my situations, mostly through my hurts. I learned through my hurts and my anxieties and my pains. You can't tell me you didn't learn through your pain. If you didn't, you ain't gonna handle the next one. And it ain't like it ain't coming. Sometimes you may feel like on your side of the street is the only side of the street that it's raining on. Because everybody else seems like the sun is shining on them. And you know they're not doing right. So you say, Lord, what am I doing different than that what they're doing to get what I need from you? And that's why Paul said, it don't matter. Whatever state you're in, it's not talking about Florida or Los Angeles or the Virgin Islands. It don't mean go to Mexico and you're going to be content. It means in whatever condition or mindset that you're experiencing at the time you're going through,
yes,
you have learned not to be content or accepted, but you've learned to be strong in the midst of it.
Right.
That's what the word content is transformed into, to be strong. Last time I was up here, I was talking about the soldiers, how they have to crawl under the wires in the mud, you know. I do feel sorry for the soldiers that are over there fighting, because you look at the conditions that they're fighting in, but they can't stop fighting. The conditions you go through, the things you experience, you can't stop fighting, can you, Brother Tony? That thing had a hold, Brother Tony. 3 weeks. And it just don't leave. You gotta leave it. And how do you leave it? By going on with your life, being strong and going on with your life. And you know what most folks don't want to do no more? Practice safety. They want to practice safety. Baby, if I'm at the bowling alley and I'm sitting there and I hear you cough, mask up. It might just be your throat. Might, you know, with this crazy weather we got, we're going to have 62 degrees sometime next week. How many of y'all is going to suffer from that? I wish I could levitate my body, Brother Rodney. I have my feet up too. The weather changes do me bad. And you can feel just fine, Sister Brenda, but don't cough. She got COVID. Last time I was preaching, we was talking about something, and one of the young men hollered, woke. Immediately, it made me angry. Take that mess somewhere else. I'm gonna wake you up all right. If you did more studying in the Word of God, woke wouldn't be in your vocabulary. Don't worry. I ain't telling you nothing that I ain't already told him. When you put things in your vocabulary, they become a part of your life. Paul said, look here. It don't matter what kind of condition I'm going through, what kind of troubles I'm in, what kind of pain I might be in. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I know both how to do what? To be abased. I know how to be what? I know how to be depressed. You know, I thought he was telling me something good, Sister Maggie, when he said, I know how to be abased. I said, man, he must be talking about, he's talking about depressed. I've learned how to be depressed and still serve God. Folks say, you can't serve God being depressed. You're looking at a living person. Yes, you can. But you don't let it stop you from doing what you got to do. Let me put it like this. You have to serve God the way you serve your job.
That's right. That's right.
You can get up and barely walk, but you'll look at that clock, and you're going to be out. You're going to hurt all the way through to work, hurt half the day while you're at work. Same scenario. When you wake up in the morning, you thank God for waking you up, regardless of how you feel, or what you've already experienced, or the pain or the agony you might be dealing with, or the fog in your mind, but you're going to say, God, I thank you for waking me up. Because you didn't have to.
Amen.
Folks say, well, God didn't wake you up. I believe he did. Yes. I beg to differ. I thank you. I thank you for his blessing. I thank you for your grace. And when you do that kind of stuff, you can serve God the same way. Diligently. Paul said, I know how to be depressed, but I'm not going to let it stop me. And I know how to what? I know how to abound. I know how to get myself up, press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I've learned how to shake the dust off my feet and walk forward anyway. You know, I got nerve damage in my hands or something. I don't know what it is. I can't clap because it hurts. But I'm going to do something. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to clap to the best of my ability. They say, well, how you bowl? Same way I clap my hands to the best of my ability. And my goodness, I'm starting to get back to where I was, too. We can look at the sickness, but we also have to look at the blessing.
Amen.
I was sick for a while, wasn't I, babe? I went from 265 down to, I fluctuate now between 198 and 203. But I like my weight. I feel better. I can get a bit more active. Still don't like getting up in the morning, though, Brother Gregory. Morning to me is 12 noon. My wife kissed me on the cheek and be on her way to work. She said, I got to go make the donuts. Sometimes I tell her, make sure you put some raspberry jelly in. Because you know what? She only go to work. That's because of the blessing of God, the strength of God that's in her. Pastor Arnice, she's sick, but she going to get out and do what she got to do for the church. I was laughing at the story. She told me that Sister Denise said, where you been? Because she done got up and left, and she's still sick, going to take care of work church business. And come back in like she wasn't going to get caught. Amen. We have to learn how to be abased. We have to learn how to be sorrowful at times, but still serve God.
Amen.
We have to learn how that we can abound through our depressed state, or in our troubles, or in our trials, or our pain, or our financial difficulties, we have to learn that we can still keep it moving. The man of God said, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. It ain't talking about food. It's talking about your love of God. He said, no matter where I'm at. I'm reminded of that story Pastor I used to tell about, what was that preacher name? Play the organ.
Welton Lane.
He was a country singer. And Pastor Hart never met him, and he invited Pastor Hart and his brothers to his concert that night. They went. Folks say, well, what kind of men of God are they? Men of God? Because they realize they can go anywhere they want to go as long as they keep serving God. Amen. How you think people will get saved if you run from them? I beg to differ. They ain't gonna know Jesus real until they see you. But if you always standing back, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, they still preaching you can't go to the movies. I don't go to the movies because I'm lazy. Especially if I find out I can watch it on TV.
Yes.
Because I'm learning to be satisfied. Listen to this. This is going to sound crazy. I've learned to be satisfied, Chair, in the midst of being in pain. How do you do that? Because you keep your mind on Him.
Yes.
He said He'll keep you in perfect peace. Yes. The perfect peace is the mature peace.
Yes.
Where you can overwhelm your circumstance with the Word of God. That's how powerful this Word is. That's why people don't want to read. That's why they keep coming out with all these new Bibles. They got a Bible to tell you who Paul was. They got a Bible to tell you who he wasn't. They got a Bible to tell you what color Jesus was. A Bible to tell you what race he was. I do not care. All I know, I've been saved by the grace of God. I don't care if he had three legs and two heads. He died on the cross and got up the next day. In 3 days, he rose.
Yes. Come on, Pastor.
I don't care. Did you know, man, bye. Glory to God. So, I'm instructed. The Word of God instructs me. And then my circumstance that I've been through instructs me. Because I've learned. I've been taught by the Word of God. You know, I hear all these different revelations of the Word, but God is the only one that can revelate His Word.
Right.
If you read, Lord, you can't just read one scripture and expect to tell you everything.
Right.
Because if you read that scripture, if you go down about 4 or 5 more, he'll tell you what he meant in that verse. You don't have to guess it or prophesy it. God don't need us to interpret his word. He interprets it. Now we need the power of the Holy Ghost to give us the great understanding that we need so that what he tells us about it gives us an interpretation. We can use it for the glory of God. I got something. I'm telling you. He said, I have instructed both to be full and to be hungry. There are times famished. There are times when I look for God and I can't hear Him. I can't feel Him. It feels like He don't even exist. I talk to Him. I don't get an answer. I cry to Him. He don't pat me on the back and tell me it's all right. I'm famished because I miss Him. I'm hungry for Him. I'm hungry for His peace. I'm hungry for His love. I'm hungry for His joy. I'm hungry for His strength. I'm hungry for His grace. I'm hungry for His mercy. I'm hungry for these things because I'm sick of trying to try like a fire. But I know the fire is going to create who God wants me to be.
Amen. Amen.
One of the worst mistakes I made was asking God, telling God, Lord, I want to be fire baptized. kept bugging him about it. Next thing I know, trials just started coming up like dandelions. Dandelions grow in brick. Dandelion is the only plant that can grow anywhere. If you put a dandelion seed in that ceiling, it'll grow. It don't need no water. And you know what? We can't stand it. Because they make your lawn look bad. And you always try to figure out a way to get rid of them. But they are so, they know how to multiply. Because the dandelion will talk to you. He'll say, you treated your yard and got rid of me, but look at next door. I'm next door too. And as quick as I get a chance, I'm going to be back at your house. That's how our troubles do us. You got through this one, but don't worry. Your old man will tell you, don't worry. I got another one for you. And it ain't going to be as easy as the last one. Because you ain't going to be able to cry your way through this one. You're going to have to serve God through it. Man, he said, I'm hungry, both to be abound and suffer need. But you know what he said? I'm closing with this last verse. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That means I can be happy when I want to be sad. I can have joy when I don't feel like having it. I can have peace when I can't find none around. I can live by grace even though I can't touch it. He said, I am strong in the things of God. I can do all things. He said, I. When you quote that scripture, you have to look at the mirror and say, I can do all things through Christ. I don't have to depend on my pastor. I don't have to depend on the prophet. I don't have to depend on the apostle. I don't have to depend on a certain church. I don't have to depend on the bigger the church or the smaller the church. All I got to do is depend on Jesus. Amen. That you be back on those thrones. When they put you in a position that allows your flesh to try to kill you, they put him in that position.
Yeah.
I can't say no more. Tony always gets beat up on. You know why? Because he ministers on that organ with the anointing.
Amen.
If he wasn't anointed, who cares? But his playing blesses. And I'm just waiting to see my son bring his bass one day. I like it when he thumped that thing. It just go right through my bones. Every thump. I'm rocking with him. Hit it again. I'm saying to myself, hit it again. And I encourage him. I look already. But that's the blessing of God. With strength, and see the word strength in there, it says, it don't mean he's making you strong. It means he's enabling you. He is enabling you to run this race in and with the patience of God. Amen?
Amen.
I'm enabled. God has enabled me. I don't need nobody else to enable me. God has enabled me that in all things I can still give him thanks. In all things I can still praise him. That's my motto for the new year. I don't have no resolution. Jesus is my resolution. The resurrection. I've learned, remember all that? To always keep looking for the coming of Jesus. Because if you take your eyes off of him, you're going to get lit. You're going to get loose. You got to keep your eye on him coming. Because as long as you look for him, you can find him. You know how you find him? When he says, peace be still. And he tells you to hold fast to what? Your profession of faith. If you profess yourself to have faith, then live by it. Live by it. Don't let nobody convince you that you can't. I'm not moved by what people call me. Amen. Not moved by that. I don't know. I'm telling you the truth. You want to move me, put your hands on me. That's a different story. Amen. I know y'all didn't expect me to say that, did y'all?
Mm-hmm. I did.
But we have to keep it real. There's no need to fake it. I heard the saying, fake it till you can make it. Why don't you just make it?
Right.
Forget the fake part. God didn't call us to give us strength. You know what he gave us? This word just hit me. I hate to talk about my wife so much, but I watch her all the time and she tickled me. Look at her, she's shaking her head. God gives us agility. How many know what I'm talking about? Agility. Agility is better than ability. Agility gives you the reason and the being to do what you need to do in spite of your circumstance. She go to bed, sit that night, she wake up the next morning, I hear her singing, bouncing around, she be flying. I'm working on it. I just look at her. I say, I'm going to stay in this bed till 12 o'clock. I'm gonna stay in the bed off of her strength. Amen. God gave us something. It's up to us to use it. You can't use it if you don't have it. And you ain't going to have it unless you start reading this. You got to start reading the Bible. Because you'll find out things that would have destroyed you only tickle you. I don't know about you, but I'd rather be tickled than destroyed any day. Everybody stand. I know we all cough. It was stupid, crazy weather. But I ain't mad at it. It beat 0 degrees. I bet we was praying last week, Lord, we ready for this one to leave. It was so bad you spit out your window in your car and it freeze in the air. or do this. Right on the side of your car, it freeze. And you say to yourself, I know that's on my vehicle. That's how cold it was. I had to never be out there trying to work on a snowblower. After a while, my ears say, you got about one more minute. And we're going to jump off your head and go in the house. So I decided I was going to listen to my ears. And I went in the house. Froze. That's how cold it was. But we got nice weather. Mm-hmm. Yes. Y'all need to stop praying for snow every Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I pray for 60-degree weather.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll slip up and give us some 70-degree stuff. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we are prepared to enter into a new year. We're not going to get prepared. We're already prepared.
Amen.
And what makes us prepared is that we're in you.
Yes,
and you are in us. And you have given us the ability, the agility, and the knowledge and the understanding that regardless of what condition or circumstance we might be in, that we're going to make it, Father. All we got to do is hold fast or fight the good fight of faith and always look to you who is the author and the finisher of that faith. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord God, as we endeavor this new year, Lord God, as we enter into this new year, I pray by the power of the living God that you take all your anointing and place it within our lives. Father, that we will affect somebody else's life on a good way, Lord God, that they'll be encouraged and uplifted, and they'll know that in spite of their circumstances, God is still with them. Because that's what people need to know, that God is still with them. Even though they can't see him or feel him or hear him, he's still with them. He said he'd be with us always, even to the end of the earth. Lord God, and I know you're not talking about this earth, you're talking about man, because man comes from the earth. When you can have authority over what you created, and Father, we can run this race. So Father, I pray for everybody here. I pray that the power of God will bless them in abundance, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that you'll protect them in their going and their coming, Father. This is a year of blessing, Lord God. I call it forth because I'm talking to the winds, I'm talking to the seas, I'm talking to everything that you created to create and bless us with what we have need of. Before we can even ask for it, you'll search our heart and bless us with it. So Father, I thank you right now. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this ministry, Father. In Jesus' miraculous name, amen and amen. You know what I'm looking for this year? I'm looking for a miracle. You know why I'm looking for a miracle? Because when he's talking about miracles, it's miracles are when God comes down and intervenes into the affairs of mankind. I need God to intervene in this body, in this mind, in this heart, and in this spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Happy New Year! One of the sisters said, we have a church from 8 to 10. I said, okay. I said, we'll be at home, watch football game while you're in church. Amen. You got to be safe these days.
Yeah.
Amen. It's crazy.